TFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Visit www.CapturedPrey.com for all your import, transformers, and third-party figure needs. And save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. CapturedPrey.com. Mega Toy Fan. Look for Mega Toy Fan at popular toy conventions like BotCon and TFCon, as well as on Facebook at facebook.com/mega.toyfan.
Stars that came here to Earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
The Scepter here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, can you take the chorus stop?
Hey everyone, it's a very light and very us podcast. TFYLP, welcome to the show.
This is the streamlined edition.
Exactly. This is trimmed down slightly because you know we had to trim a little bit of the Megamus off the top considering he's a slacker. So, you know. Although, hey, by the way, guys, I'm back. Did you guys miss me?
Oh, were you gone?
For a couple episodes, I actually wasn't. I don't think the last one I was on was right before Christmas. Yeah. That was it.
Well, yeah, I know you've had a lot going on, plus you're under the weather, so it's never fun.
I know. Coughing up a lung and everything.
No, that's the kind of cough when you call into work.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You guys have to call on the work.
So the TFYLP is brought to you tonight by me and him and the other him.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna rebrand this. The name of this episode is Don's Plasticon Sideburns.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I've got plastic sideburns. Yay.
Yeah.
Plastic ones, yeah.
And tonight we are talking about stuff.
We're talking about stuff that really cool stuff that's coming out. Because many of us on the podcast, except for Plasticon, have received our Combiner Wars figures, which are just now starting to hit the shelves, but not in very good saturation at the moment. So where did you end up buying yours, Don?
BBTS, The pre-order. Because through the years, trying to complete combiners in stores have been a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like trying to complete DC Universe Classics. So there's a build-a-figure you want in a certain wave. It's the exact same thing. And I cannot tell you how many times I went through that with DC Universe Classics.
So can we say this is just like it used to be back in the 80s where nobody could ever complete a combiner because nobody ever carried everything?
Well, it took me 6 months to complete Computron. I had to buy Strafe. He was the last one I needed, and I found it at a small southern chain called Sky City. I knew of two stores. I'm sure they had more, but that's all I ever saw was two. And it took me 6 months to find a Strafe. So yeah, it was like that. But most major retailers have them, and
unless you live in Orlando.
Yeah, I'm sure TJ Omega is probably still trying to find him because I think he lives in like the black hole of no toys forever because he can't
really find it. Yeah, he And I know for a fact, when I lived in Florida, when I lived in the Orlando area, I had five or six places I could go, and I could normally find everything I wanted. Yeah.
Now that
I'm in a black hole in Texas, I can't find anything.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yes. I have a friend in Ocala who found these things 2.5 weeks ago, and I've still not seen them in the stores here.
But surprisingly, Superion is awesome. He is Silverbolt is probably this is probably the best Silverbolt we've gotten that as far as a coherent figure. He does not have Superion does not have the Mr. Floppy Lake syndrome where he does this. You know, that's
but he's still a robot with a jet strapped to the back.
Yeah, but at least in Superion mode, all that stuff is built in, like his chest plate. So it's a little kibbly in Silverbolt, but it's so nice to have everything. It's like they even when you flip Silverbolt upside down to become the torso, this little flap that flips up to cover the gap. That's awesome because you don't have that gap right there in his lower torso, which is brilliant. Which I love it. Just small little touches. Now, as you can probably tell, I've got mine done like the old G1 box art, with you know the chests facing forward. You know, so that's why mine looks a little strange compared to some people's. Yeah. But do y'all think the addition of Alpha Bravo really, to me, that really broke up the sameness? I mean, they're aerial bots. They're all flying jets. So there's a lot of similarities, of course, across the board. But adding Alpha Bravo really breaks up that homogenous mix of jets. And I'm glad they did it.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say... one of the things I always thought Superion was the most boring combiner because he was mostly red, he was mostly white, he's mostly gold, and then you had one gray plane and one black plane and to sort of throw off that color palette. But they were all planes and they were all very similar. Yeah. And I don't really care that there's not the fourth jet, because having something different, like you said, throws in that nice, you know, different feel to the team. Because every team has that one. Most teams have that one that sort of stands out.
Yeah, it's just their aerial bots by default are a very boring color palette, like you said. But at least if you break up the molds, you get a little more out of it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you got this one guy who has no one to combine with for three more months.
He's got plenty of people to combine with. Superion's got a mustard leg at the moment, you know? I like to think that he's fighting the bottom of his leg, Scramble City style, you know?
This is what I picture, you know? Superion's just hopping around on one leg. He can't get anywhere. He falls down into a car lot, and all of a sudden he raises up and he's got a leg. And it's like, where the hell did that come from?
Well, you mentioned the Scramble City, because in Scramble City, is it Dragstrip or Wild Rider attaches himself to Superion to disable him?
Yeah, it's one of them, and then he's sitting there trying to get him off or something like that.
I remember that episode. That episode was fun.
Yeah, so... man, I got to tell you, these guys are – they're pretty much – you take the G1 toys and you slap a bit of classics onto them with just enough posability, just enough joints and stuff to make them modern and then release them. I mean, they are pretty much just upscaled, modernized G1 – aerial bots. Yeah. I mean, and you have the option to combine them, like Don did with their chest facing forward, or with the jet parts facing forward, And either way looks fine. Either way works fine. And, I mean, I was kind of worried because I was seeing pictures of them and I thought, you know, Superior kind of looks boring. I don't know about the Jets. You know, it's never been my favorite team. You know, he kind of looks like he's got really big monkey arms in some pictures, but he is so much fun and so looks so good in person.
Well, XV on Radio Free Cybertron mentioned this, and I hadn't thought about this until he said it. Normally, Wave 1 toys are not the strongest toys of a line because you've got the learning curve just starting, and as the production, Wave 2, Wave 3, Wave 4, if you get that far, your learning curve kicks in and you start getting better and better toys. Look at how good these toys are now in the initial wave. What do you think? Imagine what we're going to get in, say, Wave 3 or Wave 4.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to, you know, this year, if they pump out several combiners, it's going to be a good year.
Oh, yeah.
Because yeah. it's already started off. I mean, I ended up buying these from Amazon. If anyone follows our Facebook group, I made a post about being careful when you're toy hunting. You know, tally up, keep track of what you're spending while you're hunting, because you might end up spending more than you could have for, you know, marked up internet prices. So I decided I've hunted too much. You know, I'm about to pass the point where I was going to spend too much money. So Amazon had all the deluxes for pretty much retail the day I decided to buy them. They keep fluctuating between $18.99 and $16.99.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I got Prime. I'm going to go ahead and buy this whole wave and Silverbolt and, you know, and give this a shot. And I'm so glad I did. These guys are awesome.
I will say that Prime, I don't see him as being, you know, I've transformed my Prime, but I've not combined him with anybody, mainly because he looks too much like Energon Optimus Prime, and I hate Energon Optimus Prime, and I loathe Energon Optimus Prime, and I want to dropkick Energon Optimus Prime. So I'm hoping when we get the...
I just think of him as Power Ranger Prime.
Power Ranger Prime. That's true. That's very true. I think Dr. Smooth a couple of years ago set that Energon Optimus transformation stock footage to a Power Rangers theme, and you really couldn't tell the difference. If you didn't know, you could tell the difference.
Yeah.
But I think Prime will really... I'm hoping when we get those Autobot cars and to get a Masquerade Minasaur... I'm air quoting there. I'm hoping that's when he'll look a lot better as far as, you know, a cohesive unit.
Plus, I don't know. I just think it's the super mold head. I don't like the way it's the ears that's on it. Everybody, you know, wants to complain about how this, you know, comes forward like a Johnny Bravo head. I don't mind that. It's just those ears. And honestly, what I could probably see, and I've seen a repair video for the Superion ears.
Yep.
But you don't like his ears smooth back?
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's just because they're rubberized, I think, is the biggest problem.
They're high.
I think that's neither here nor there.
I can see a third party coming out or Shapeway say, hey, look, new ears, pop them in, done.
Yeah.
Because it's one screw. So.
You know, that was since we're on the top of the ears, that was the one thing. Because when I first opened these all up, I was like, wow, there's hardly any rubberized plastic on these. they're not torturing us with this stuff. This is great. And so then I start combining, and I had heard about the ear complaint, and I hadn't looked into it very much to know what they were talking about. And so then I flip it out. And his ears are slicked back, like, you know, like he's running really fast. I flipped his head out. So, I mean, you can see.
That's even worse. Sorry.
you can kind of see his ears there leaning back.
Now,
so he kind of looks like he's running really fast.
There is a fix for it. This is for even our live viewers and stuff like that. I did watch a video. I know I don't own the thing, but I know for a fact, being a customizer, this is simple to do. It's one screw. You unscrew the back of the head, separates into two pieces. The ears will come right on out. What it is it's the buildup of the paint they used on the entire piece. All you have to do is scrape away a little bit of paint that's around the two portions that actually fit into the back of the head. You scrape that away, it'll straighten straight up. Now, if you take too much off, it'll make them a little too loose. So be aware when you're doing such things. Take some time to do this. Don't be like, oh, well, I'm just going to do this, and then it's going to fix it. Yeah. Take a little bit of care when you do such things. Because it is rubber. It's not a piece of plastic. Yeah. I mean, if you do take off too much, and I'm going to admit, you know, clear nail polish works wonders.
Yeah. So,
and if this will not degrade the plastic. If you use super glue, that will. Just saying.
If you guys hear a buzzing, it's Godzilla is playing in the other room.
Yes!
Very loudly.
Okay.
Yes!
I have to ask, which Godzilla? The recent movie? Oh, you youngsters, you don't know, you do not know the joy of watching the 1977 Hanna-Barbera.
I have
Godzilla.
Watched Hanna-Barbera. Good.
I want a monster.
Godzuki could go and die in a shallow
grave. I don't care about Godzuki. I want a monster arts of Hanna-Barbera Godzilla with a little calico you can carry around. That's all I want. I can't get it.
I would buy it.
You give it time, man. You give it time. It'll happen.
Well, hey, I waited 20 years for Sailor Scout, so another 20 years if I'm not dead.
Well, think about it. Some of us out there, you know, that's been, you know, collecting throughout the years, we've been waiting on certain things. Look at that masterpiece, the Ruger, that came out that nobody thought would ever happen. That it's weird. There's things that have been coming out that most people thought we'd never see. So
I love Voltron as long as it's not Lion Force, because I am sick of Lion Force.
Lion Force is the iconic one because it's what everybody remembers. Everybody remembers the vehicle Voltron, which sucks, and it's like,
you know what I want to see, and really fans of Voltron will know this. In the two-parter Fleet of Doom, this is off topic, I know. Lothor's Road Beast Combiner. At the end of Fleet of Doom, when he takes the five Road Beasts and makes his own combiner, that is what I want.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Well, we got Superion.
I want them to make a live action Shogun Warriors, you know, with Guy King and all that. I mean,
Aaron Archer said a couple of months ago, I think maybe we mentioned it on the show, I'm trying to remember, that at one point, one thing he wanted to do was like a Shogun Warriors Optimus Prime with firing fists.
Yes, and please do that. God, I would love that.
He wanted to have the firing fists, and he wanted to have, you know, all, you know, like, this, I think he said, like, the smokestacks would be raised or lowered or pointed forward. Like, I can't remember all the details.
No, but I got one better. The smokestacks, I mean, come on. It's shampoo bottle stuff. Make it so they pop off and you can pop it onto, like, up here on his arm or something like that, and they just fire, like, the top of the stacks fire off as, like, rockets. Come on.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm sorry.
You guys out there that like Transformers, for God's sake, a Shogun Warrior that's big, you know, 22 inches taller or bigger, that can fire freaking rockets all over the place, the freaking Optimus Prime. And then they can make a Megatron that does the same damn thing.
And then you can have Optimus fighting Godzilla with that big Godzilla they made for the 2000s. Okay.
That would just be awesome. I'm sorry.
That would be awesome. Anyway.
I mean, think about it. We got the crazy jumbo articulated Devastator. Why not?
Well, that's true. That's true.
That Action Master kind of thing?
Can we talk about the most ingenious piece on these guys? I'm talking about this piece, which functions
as the hands, the foot, hand, and
gun for the combiner. And, you know, they had tried it with Energon. I mean, these combiners are pretty much a culmination of every combiner they've tried over the last 15 years.
Exactly.
Because, you know, they had the bits with Energon that could form both feet and hands, but they kind of didn't look good at... They usually didn't look good as hands. They were usually okay feet. But you got this piece that forms a fist and then easily flips to form a foot.
With an actual heel support.
It's such a simple step.
This is a question I got as G1 and G2 collector. Will that plug into your G1 combiner?
Hold on a second. The closest thing I got to it is my RID. Oh my goodness. It fits.
Well, there you go. Now that's outside the box. That's what sells the toy. I'm sorry. Play palette. Think about it. You got freaking I've got Metroplex, for God's sake. You know, he's got those big, gigantic, lunky hands, you know. They can hold a gun cool. Imagine putting those on there for his freaking fist. Come on. Why not? Hello?
Totally fits.
Oh.
I didn't even think to try that.
That's just totally awesome. Try it as a fist, man.
Yeah, but I tell you one of the engineering things that I love about these Combiner War figures is the connector points.
Oh yeah, I wanted to bring that up too.
Yeah, we'll go ahead, Mike. You talk about that.
No. I mean, I was just gonna say
they're dead solid. They are dead solid figures.
You see this?
That is so freaking cool.
That's my Ruination with a giant fist.
Wait, I'm not sure if y'all can hear this or not. But listen to this. I'm sure.
Yeah.
That is a solid ratchet. That is a solid ratchet, and I love the way and they just slot in. And these things you can pick. And I mentioned this on RFC. It's nice to have a Superion that I can pick up, and not have aerial bots randomly falling off.
Oh, yeah. And
because G1s, you pick them up and you lose the legs. The legs are somewhere on the floor over there.
Okay. Going into that whole ratcheting thing, you notice how the head and the connector point switches when you move it around, right? Do you know that's probably an idea they snatched from Glacial Lord? Because he does the same thing.
I'm not sure I'm following. Do what?
Remember Advanced Projects Glacial Lord with the little bitty bots that plug into the chest, right?
Yeah, well, as headmasters.
But you move that entire thing around, and it's actually got a connector point. You look at these new ones, and they do something extremely similar.
Sort of. I mean, I'm trying to remember how the Energon guys did it. I think they did something quite similar as well. But yeah, at the very least, it's a. I was very happy with the combination because, you know, over the last several attempts at combiners from Hasbro, you know, starting with Energon, you had the round ports that plugged in, and they've always used the plug-in clips. And it had peaked at the scariest clips ever on Generations Bruticus, because those things are nightmarish. You feel like you those are gonna break over time.
They're really very 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 thin.
They finally took it back to the drawing board, and so instead of, you know, slotting it in like you did, I mean all the way back to G1, you slide it in from the top. It just clips them in. It's not even a big clip. It's not a very... I wouldn't even say it's a very strong clip, but it's just enough to hold it in place, and then gravity does the rest. It holds in there. It's not going anywhere. I mean, the clip is just strong. It's strong enough to hold it in. You know, you can still pull it out really easily, but it's not going anywhere. I mean, it's just well-designed.
Yeah.
And I mean, the connection
really,
ports.
Really good use of springs too.
Yeah, and the connection ports on these are gonna last forever. You know,
because there's nothing mechanical. It's just a slot and a tab.
Exactly.
Right, and it's got a little spring behind it that pushes it, which, you know, that's ingenious, because back in G1, a lot of toys had that. They had a little spring kind of thing, and how often did those go out? They didn't. Most of the time you can find a G1 toy or G2 toy that has a spring-loaded gimmick. The spring still works. Every now and then you'll find them where they're a little stiff because people didn't play with them that much. But, I mean, sometimes you really didn't find them where the spring was completely broken, unless it's like maybe a cassette or something like that. That's a little different. But like a major like ratcheting joint, those were spring-loaded. I mean, even look at your generation's Metroplex. It's the same thing. It's spring-loaded. Although he is a little floppy and falls over, you fill it in with a little bit of the those O-rings to kind of tighten that spring down, and it fixes the issue. It's never going to break. It just works, you know? So, I mean, I would say their engineering has, like, gone well and beyond on this toy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's blown me away by seeing reviews and all the in-hand stuff. Unfortunately, like I said, I don't have any, but I've done enough research that I could tell how that toy would be when I had it in hand. It's amazing.
They are really nice. And surprisingly, I actually like all the aerial bots. I think I like them better than Dragstrip. And it's just because there's some like ingenious little ways where instead of using the just pull-out legs like Dragstrip uses, it sort of unfolds and then clamps up around the top of the legs and stuff.
Yeah, they sort of cantilever.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just the most boring team has suddenly become, you know, compared to the one Combaticon I have, to be fair, or not Combaticon, but Stunticon, I like them better.
Now it's also, you know, again, the thing of it is, with the aerial bots, you've got a little more mass you have to shift around to get to limb mode. To me, that's the way it sort of seems a little bit. So they had to be engineered a little differently, also just to break up the monotony of the aerial bots. Whereas the Stunticons, they're probably not going to be any more difficult than they need to be to get to those different modes. But again, yeah, there was no Stunticons.
That was one of the big sell points that I saw from all the reviews. I mean, these guys, it doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take 15, 20 minutes to put together the combiner, you know, or to swap them from that mode into the, you know, it should be as quick as G1.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people out there. I know some of you guys love your over complex transformers, but to be honest, for like the average user, most of them hate those because it's like, okay, great, you got Hercules. How long does it take you to put together this thing? Well, most people don't want to deal with that. They want to deal with something they can play with in 5 minutes, you know, instead of hours.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? The other day I was, because I had taken some toys off the shelves to sort of store away so I can display some of this new stuff. And I had taken down the Revenge of the Fallen Leader Class Prime. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stick you away. So I'm going to convert it into truck mode because that's the easiest way to store them. And it took me 2 hours. I could not remember how to do some of the steps. I was like, this is nightmarish. I really hate this toy right now.
You know, I think that was the one toy that really made them realize, hey, we got to start cutting back on this complexity. Because we have adult collectors that are frustrated with these toys. Imagine how the kids are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now we were talking about Superion and Prime. But you just mentioned Hercules. Now Hercules is an homage to Devastator, of course, who it looks like we will be getting.
Well, from the news I saw, I believe it was Cybertron.com actually posted this on Facebook, and I forget where they got the source, but
I believe it was a Toys R Us associate looking at this.
Well, what it was is they were talking to a Hasbro rep apparently at one of the conventions. And
it was the Tokyo Toy Fair.
That there's going to be through Toys R Us. I think it's like supposed to be like $180 or something like that for a six-piece Devastator that's supposed to be coming out. Box supposed to be about roughly around the size of the Metroplex box, which kind of gives you an idea what size these guys are going to be. And which then another thing, and this is the thing that really caught my eye, there's this possibility of a BotCon color change of that thing into yellow, which obviously everybody knows me being a G2 junkie. Hello. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I can't predict if there's going to be an exclusive if they do that. So.
Well, BotCon, I'm thinking more San Diego. That would seem like that would be something they would reserve for San Diego.
Yeah, it's supposed. I think it might be SDCC, but I'm not absolutely sure. No. That one, the BotCon. Oh, it's an exclusive though, for sure.
Yeah, I think it was SDCC that it said, but apparently this is a source that they've gotten early information from before that has turned out to be true, and so it's looking like that there's a good chance that this is a real thing. Not to mention it's showed up in Toys R Us computers.
Now there's also some speculation on what we're actually getting in the box. What I've heard is the running theory is it's going to be six Voyagers. The other theory we've heard is it's going to be 1 liter and four Deluxes, which means you're missing a Constructicon somewhere. I don't know. That's just what I've heard. So grain of salt.
From what I read on Sabertron, it was said that it was going to be a combination of leaders and Voyagers. I would assume only 1 liter.
I think it'd be kind of odd if they're only making 1 liter for this thing. But well, if leaders combine and Voyagers, anything like the Scramble City ones we have right now, then there's a possibility that it could be like a Legends smaller one involved.
Because it's supposed to be Titan class, which means that out of the box, we have to assume it's going to be bigger than what we are getting with like Superion.
Wouldn't it be like a mind-blowing thing if they were all Voyagers?
If Hasbro has said in the past that, we understand the people, the third-party stuff, they can cut corners that we can't. But we will get you the same thing in time, probably. This could be their counterpart to Hercules showing, it took a little bit longer. Right. But at the price versus what you pay for Hercules, we can get you the same stuff. You just have to give us time because they got a lot more hurdles to jump through. So if it's six Voyagers.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying if it's six Voyagers, I think it'll look awesome if the engineering is what we're getting here or better. But I think we're all going to have to just wait and see what pops up at Toy Fair. Because right now there's not enough to speculate on.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, from what I've been gathering from the communities and such, there's some people out there, that sell off their Hercules because they like Giant better. And honestly, I think Giant probably fits the aesthetic better that's been coming out lately. I think it kind of fits better because it's not so ginormous. Mm-hmm. I think that's one thing a lot of people didn't like, Uranus, other than him being fiddly.
And to be honest,
I mean, if you have to have a robot that size on your shelf, how often are you going to pose it? I mean, you're not really going to mess with it that much. And I think the whole idea behind Hasbro doing what they're trying to do is they want to make it affordable for people to enjoy something awesome and not feel like if they break it, they're never going to be able to replace it, on top of the simple fact that it kind of fits in with their collection, and it's an articulated toy. And a play pattern is the biggest thing. Plus, I mean, that was the reason why G1 lasted as long as it did. The play pattern was huge.
Plus, Voyager, you get the mass you need to shift the parts around, but it can still be simple like Silverbolt, so the kids are not being frustrated trying to get this stuff from one mode to the other. If you did them all as deluxes, like Fall Cybertron Bruticus, you would have to compensate for the lack of mass involved, and you would not wind up with a combiner as good.
Right, and there's a lot of third parties out there that's actually remedied that situation with add-on kits and then the one individual Voyager size Onslaught that came out that fixed that issue.
Right. It's just a shame you had to buy a third-party Onslaught to make your Fall of Cybertron Bruticus look a little more Bruticus.
Actually, it makes it almost spot on if you really look at it. It's very, very, very close the way they did that. And honestly, my hat goes off to anybody that, you know, really gets into the third-party stuff. Oh. You guys are doing fine. That's awesome stuff, and I'm glad it's coming out. And it's what's really brought everything out. But, I mean, come on. I mean, not everybody's got $400 to drop on these combiners, so you guys are out there a little harsh on the new one that comes out. Like, Menasor's freaking product shots don't look the greatest. I myself am a Decepticon fan. And you know me, I'm a big G2 guy. And I'm like, like to see Superion released in G2. I want to see Venusaur released in G2.
You know,
I'm honest, you know. Yeah, I mean,
I didn't think his production photos looked very good either. But this is a fun and awesome toy.
Yeah, exactly. So I think for Venusaur, we're going to have to wait and get him in hand because the early pictures of the Combiner War figures remind me of the Xbox One launch or the press release. Everything was wrong. Stuff was glued together. Stuff was hand painted. It was just...
And this is the big problem. A lot of people right now already have issues with Optimus. And Optimus is literally a remold of the Motor Master. And it's like, okay, I understand that. But what I could see is, okay, the other Stunticons come out and everybody loves those. Some third party says, hey, we're going to make a freaking centered torso where it makes him more of a truck with a trailer. It'll probably end up coming out, and God knows what it's going to do.
Right.
I mean, there's already a third party company out there right now tackling, oh, we don't really like the way the feet look or the hands or whatever. So they came out with this add-on kit. That's cool. But I mean, to be honest, if they don't have the price point down where people really want to pay for that add-on kit to really improve it, most people are just going to look it over. So I hate to say it, but I don't know if the third party is actually going to make a lot of money off that. Now, if they come out with replacement antennas for the head portions for some of the ones or some add-on thing to make Motor Master better, I think they should hold off till the next combiner set comes out.
Yeah.
Then they'll be able to actually say, hey, this is what we have to offer. We changed this for the aerial bots. We changed this for, you know, the Stunticons. And guess what? Later on, they can re-release or hodgepodge it together if they give us a Bruticus or whatever they give us in the future. Right.
Or they release their own Wild Rider to compensate for not having a Wild Rider in the set.
Right, and one of my drawbacks for the set, and I mean, I want to get them, but I have sat back and thought in the back of my head, I'm like, if I end up buying Alpha Bravo. I know you guys like him. To me, when I see Alpha Bravo, I'm thinking Six Wing. Six Wing had a helicopter involved with the combining thing because it's Micromasters. And I'm like, that's cool. But I'm like, if I was to do that, I would buy like a spare jet, do a bunch of freaking part swapping, and swap out the head portions and all this stuff to make it actually work.
Yeah.
But that's just something I would really get into because I'm more of a customizer. It'd be the same thing with the Wild Rider one. I would buy one of the other bots, do some part swapping, and make a Wild Rider out of it. Because to me, I want it to be more Generation 1 or Generation 2. I'm going to freaking probably color them over anyway to make them G2 because I'm a G2 freak. But, you know, that's how it works for me.
I think the justification for, like it or not, I think at the end of the day, the justification for these random fifth members that replacing, you know, some of the G1 members is that at the end of the day, they're probably going to be repurposed.
Oh, definitely. That's going to be Blades and Vortex. Alpha Bravo is going to be your Blades and your Vortex.
Well, yeah, I can tell you right now. With the Wild Rider that's coming out, it's an off-road vehicle. If they give us a Bruticus in the future, that's obviously going to be a swindle. If they give us a Defensor, well, there you go. There's your first aid. You know? And that's the way I saw it, was like, look, I looked at all the molds. I don't care what character it was. I was looking at the molds. I'm like, this is an easy part swap fest. You can make what you want out of all this. And to be honest, I can see why, you know, we were going to be talking about this here shortly, why Hasbro's launching this thing where they want the fans to input on what they want for a fan-made combiner. And I can tell you right now, and this is going to sound funny, any of you guys out there that watch Few, I can never remember how the heck to say his name for his YouTube. It starts with a B. Anyway, he's a British guy. He's from the UK. Everybody likes him because he likes metal. Anyhow, this guy's awesome. And he came up with this whole thing where he was, like, doing this one review. And he was, like, you know, talking about this thing and then came up with a name for a freaking combiner. He's like, well, if I was going to come up with a combiner, he's going to, you know, he came out with this. It'd be like a battleship combined with this and with this and with this. And, you know, I'm going to call him Overcompensation Tron, which I think that's hilarious. Wouldn't you guys just lose it if a guy like that that's been in the reviewing community longer than most of these guys have come up with something like that and shoot that name to Hasbro and that actually goes on the package? I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to support that, you know? True. That's just awesome. Now that's pure fan made. Don't give us a list of freaking names, Hasbro. Let us shoot some names to you and see what one you like. And then pick that one. So that makes it more authentic.
Now, you were talking about the whole mixing and matching. It looks like Takara's going to be doing that, because with the silhouette they have teased for their Combiner War figures, there is no Alpha Bravo in the Superion set. It looks like they'll be retooling the Firefly into Slingshot.
Well, I can actually see that, because the Firefly mold, that's an F4 Phantom is what that is, and Slingshot is a Harrier Jump Jet. And honestly, the wing slope down is a real similarity. All they'd have to do is maybe do some retooling or look at the fuselage off of this one, and just combine the two together. And to be honest, you can probably take the Alpha Bravo helicopter mold and slap some swept wings down on it, get rid of the propeller and all that stuff, and make that into an aircraft. And that's one of the biggest beefs that everybody's got. It's like, why hasn't Slingshot get the level? What the heck? Why? Because everybody liked Slingshot for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's cool. But if they do this, I'm sorry, I'm not going to probably end up buying the Takara version just because of that. Because the reason being is everybody that is in Japan is going to buy this thing. And then most of them are going to buy doubles. And then what are they going to do? They're going to part them out. Yeah. And then you're going to have this over-fluctuation of a bunch of Superions that are just going to be there on eBay for God knows how long because of the Takara ones, because of breaking up the set. And the same thing with the rest of them. The only ones that you're going to be really hard to find will be the Slingshots they decide to do.
Well, the only reason Alpha Bravo is in this,
it's a bad move. I really do.
Alpha Bravo is in the set for reaping purposes, but he still looks good, so that's fine. Brett!
What's up?
Hey!
The slacker has arrived. How you doing, man?
Kinda. Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
All right. Is this video lagging? Seems like it's frozen.
It's a little laggy, but we've had worse.
It's been that way all night for me, though.
I just popped on quick to say hey, but date night's a little bit more important. That's what I'm doing tonight.
All right, man.
I noticed the top, and you said G1's not important. Is that what I hear?
Yeah, well, we're talking kind of G1, but we're not really, because we tend to really jump on that being a little heavy subject. So we're kind of bouncing around throughout the other stuff that's actually come out, like the Combiner Wars and stuff like that, and then going into more of the other combining stuff that came out in the other genres versus just Generation 1 and Generation 2. I mean.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I just popped in to say hey. Wish you all a good show as always, and I'll see if I can't pop on a little later on.
All right, man. Have a good date night.
All right.
All right. Later, man.
All
Right, later, man.
What the hell is he doing?
But
that sounds like a freaking Atari.
Hurry out alarm.
He's still here. No way. Get out of here.
Let me come over here and grab the phone.
He can't figure out how to get off.
I do. I know.
She's supposed to help him with that. Anyway.
Anyway, yes. Let's keep it class. Okay, so we've talked about all the stuff, but I think the big news the last couple of days on Combiner Wars, we knew he was coming sooner or later, Defensor.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all need some new Defensor love.
Exactly. I think Defensor, because everybody looks at like all the combiners, you know, as an array. Which one really gets the least love out of all the G1s? Defensor. Defensor really doesn't get much love for some silly reason. And I don't understand that, because myself, I like emergency and rescue vehicles. So I think it's cool. Mm-hmm.
You know, and he and the character never had an origin. He showed up one episode and proved there he is. But I am definitely looking forward to a new Defensor, and I think a lot of people that'll be one that that they're gonna be passing on Prometheus and what was the other third party Defensor that's coming out? I can't remember the name. Prometheus is one of them. I can't remember the other one, but we'll have to wait and see. But well, Michael, what do you think about Defensor?
Like you said, he's really a character I've never, you know, the whole lot is a group of characters that, you know, I watched through all of G1 and I can't really remember them at all.
They weren't in many episodes. They were, maybe half a dozen.
For me, I always liked the look of them. Hotspot, I always thought was really cool. The only one I don't really like is Streetwise. I don't like motorcycle Transformers.
That's
Groove, not Streetwise.
Groove.
Yeah.
Sorry. Streetwise is the police car. Because I was thinking about Streetwise because I was like, if they do give us him, he would just be, you know, a couple of tampos away from, working as Prowl. Yeah.
So, now, the good thing lately, though, is we have been getting better motorcycle Transformers over the past several years.
We have, and I've liked them. I liked Prime RC. You know, I love animated Prowl. But I still don't like the concept of motorcycle Transformers.
Just build like a combiner that was nothing but motorcycle Transformers instead of making a motorcycle that's
I can go with that because I can, you know, you can say, you know, they're all motorcycles. They're a small combiner compared to the rest of them, even though they would make them the same size. But having a supersized motorcycle to compensate for having to be size enough to form a good leg or arm with a car and a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I hate motorcycle Transformers.
Well, they might could add a sidecar to get the extra mass like they did for Thunder Daguan.
You know, if they added a sidecar, well, that wouldn't work. I was going to say if they added a sidecar and made it turn into his fist or foot, but they would still have to have him be quite large.
Yeah. So basically, with you, it's the scale's thrown off, right?
What's that?
If you had the motorcycle, the scale's kind of thrown off for you with everybody else?
Yeah, it's the giant motorcycle syndrome. You look at Prime RC and she's this, you know, larger than Bumblebee.
Yeah.
as big as Prime almost. You know, it's just I can't get past the scale. It always drives me nuts.
Scale, smell. I mean, look at Bruticus. I mean, Bruticus wears a space shuttle for an arm.
Yeah. The space shuttle was such a – it's just such a random component to that.
From a military standpoint, you would need a shuttle in orbit for communications across the globe, for spying, for military application. I mean, I can see why you include it in today's military. 20 years ago, I think they were just reaching for something else to put on the arm.
Well, you know what? I
think it was just an idea they had in mind because of G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I would really – what would be really cool is if we do get a Bruticus, because like we just mentioned, the space shuttle makes no sense. It would be cool to have maybe like either like a recon drone, like a predator drone.
Huh?
Well, like maybe a predator drone or something like that. Make Blastoff.
That's too modernized movieverse. I would like to just see them take one of the molds from, you know, the aerial bots.
Nah, I mean, but that wouldn't work as Blastoff.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah, I think it wouldn't work as Blastoff.
It's been said some people have done kit bashes. I've been told about this. I haven't had a chance to look it up. Where they've turned Alpha Bravo into Blastoff.
I did think of that because the front of him does look a lot like a shuttle.
Well, basically, he stole Astro Train's feet.
Yeah, exactly. Blastoff. Yeah.
So there you go. They could possibly give us an Astro Train out of that, too.
Ha!
This is Astro Train that doesn't look like crap, for God's sake, please.
But I think if we get a Bruticus, it'll be on down the road because we just got Fall of Cybertron Bruticus, and they probably want to, you know,
wait
a little bit longer before getting another one because if Combiner Wars Bruticus is as good as Superion, it's going to make Fall of Cybertron Bruticus look even worse.
All I gotta say is they better do us a Computron.
Oh yeah, I think if they do one combiner wave and they do say six waves, I don't think they could do Predaking because you really couldn't recolor him into a lot of things just for the U.S. market. Okay. I'm sure you could. Well, you know,
here we go. When it comes to combiners, I mean, even Mike would be on board with this. If they would release a Predaking, but they have a different chest, they can retool the chest to work for Monstructor, and they can also come up with a different type of chest that would work for Abominus.
Yeah.
And then they can retool that into, I don't know,
but it's
something else.
So, but it's, I mean, so if you think about it,
there should be a way for them to be able to give us a modern-day Beast combiner that would work, and I guarantee you Mike would be all over that. I mean, just come on. If they didn't give us like, if they give us like a modern day a modern day one with that. I mean, I know you would love that, especially if they use these combiner boards.
Now, who is I'm drawing a blank. Who is the chest for Monstructor?
Slogs.
All right, so what does he turn into?
He
turns into like a rawr kind of monster, like, you
who
know.
Who was
like,
he in Dino King? I'm trying to remember his name in Dino King.
Giriku? He was one with the club, I think.
Yeah. I'm saying is they could do that, and then they can give us even a Piranicon like that.
Yeah.
You know? Well, there's a lot of options they could do with this build system.
I'm just wondering if they made the Predacons using the existing, again, this, I don't know the production capabilities, the chemicals, the chemical formulas behind all this. But if they took the Predacon molds and made it with the materials they used for Superion at a $20 to $25 price point, you would have standalone figures and you could have a combiner. Would they go that route if that was possible?
I don't think they would, to be honest, because not everybody is going to want to buy a dive bomb. You know, not everybody is going to want, you know, a tantrum. Everybody's going to want just that one guy. They're going to want all five. And they're not going to buy that to have the engineering to combine the rest of those combiners into it. They're going to buy it because they want to have a Predaking.
Right.
And I think it's a good idea. Now, if they're doing what, you know, what I was hypothetically thinking, you know, doing the whole Voyager thing with Defensor, why not do a Predaking in the same manner? Or not Defensor, but a Devastator. Why not do a Predaking kind of in the same way? You see what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
So, to be honest, I could see that. And, you know, Predaking's been recolored in Shattered Glass, and I know people hate that, but some people don't hate that. That's what's really weird about our fandom. We got people that freaking hate Kiss Play. We got people over that love it, you know. There's a big diversity here. And the way I see it is like, look, when it comes to exclusives, they would leave a recolor of that guy as an exclusive if they were to do it that way. Because it's like, it's, you know, like the Devastator we were talking about. They're going to do, you know, possibly a yellow version for SDCC. What do you think they're going to probably release as maybe a special edition kind you can get online? We don't know yet. It might be orange. If it's orange, I'm going to be happy because then I'm going to have two G2 Devastators sitting on a shelf. But what I'd love to see BotCon do is recolor that damn thing in Diaclone colors.
Diaclone, you're opening up a whole new can of worms.
Because see, there's two different versions of that one.
See, the problem with this rumored Devastator, and when it comes to BotCon, is BotCon, if it is mostly Voyagers, BotCon will never give us a set of Voyagers.
Well, I don't know.
And because we sort of breezed past it earlier with the Devastator.
Well, when it comes to Club Exclusive, what combiner did we get? The Seacons.
Well, yeah, but that was something they already had done and then got canceled at last
minute. And we're talking about a recolor of a existing toy. That toy only had three recolors before BotCon got hold, or before they did the Club Exclusive. It was the original G1 colors, then re-released in Beast Wars 2, where they nixed one of them.
No Nautilator and no combined part. God Neptune, right?
And then released later on as a Club Exclusive in the crazy colors, which I own, and it's freaking awesome. I mean, to be honest, I could see them doing stuff like this with these kind of molds. I mean, we've all talked to Proto Man, and Proto Man has seen them do crazy stuff with some molds that we thought we'd never see again.
Well, I mean, I definitely could. I could see them using the Voyager and Deluxe limbs. I could see them. I mean, that's a box set in the making. I mean, that's going to – I have no doubt that's going to happen. It's when we – and this is sort of a problem. I sort of mentioned it when we posted these news stories up on our Facebook pages. I think the idea of a giant Devastator is awesome. But I don't really want my Devastator to dwarf my Superion. I would rather my Devastator be at the scale.
Maybe a little taller, not by much, but be a big guy. But, hey, look, I can sit him on the shelf with this guy. He's not going to take up the whole shelf. Oh, look, I can take him off the shelf and shake him like a mad baby. He's not going to fall apart, and I can play with him and pose him. And it's not going to feel like I'm lifting a 75-pound toy off the shelf. I mean, as much as I love my city bots, obviously, you see behind me, I don't really pull them down and play with them that much because they're big and they're huge and they're very heavy. And most people deal with that. I would much rather, you know, pick up friggin' Power Master Prime and play with him because he's easier to deal with. You know what I mean?
See, and that's what I'm worried about with this Devastator rumor is that I have a feeling that if it is this mix of a leader class figure and Voyagers, I feel like they're doing that size scale because of Hercules. And I just feel like it's unnecessary.
I don't know if it's that or if it's just the simple fact that they came up with a Titan class. They've only used it for, four different versions of the same toy, literally.
Yeah.
And they need to use that because they patent a name.
That's what
people think about is Hasbro puts a class. They have to have a patent for that class. And I don't care what any of you guys out there want to say, they have to have patents for every single solitary class that comes out. Otherwise, they lose it. And you guys already know that.
I feel it's
Trailbreaker become Trail Cutter because they can't use it anymore.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I still feel it's like I see that point, but it's like, you know, where's my Trypticon? I want a Trypticon. You know, I want a Trypticon that turns into a Nemesis because that was cool.
Yeah.
You know, him you being know, the Decepticon flagship, well, that was cool.
And this was coming from the same news report that we saw with Devastator. They're supposed to be doing a reissue G1 Trypticon. I don't know what some people are going to be thinking about that, because considering Trypticons kind of went up there in price quite a bit. I know you can primarily get one for around 300 or so complete with box, but to find him loose, you're banking about 250, about 275 for one. Maybe $150, $200, but if they can't go any higher than that, because if they do, they're dipping into the vintage market, and most people are not going to pay vintage prices for that toy.
Yeah. Well, now, two things on that. Well, two things in general. They may not, if they do that, it may not be the G1 Trypticon mold. It may be the Beast Wars 2 Trypticon version.
I will be ecstatic because I want that mold. Right. I like that mold.
So it could be they used that mold, which was, I think, scaled down and had some parts removed. So from a price standpoint,
scaled down, it just had some added portions.
Right. So there's that.
Yes.
And also the Devastator, if you stop and think about it, Devastator is the one character even most non-Transformer fans know, or the older fans who aren't in the fandom like we are, they know the character. Plus, you can
It's like the guys talking about sound tape. Everybody remembers sound tape, right?
Yeah.
The construction bots. Remember those things? Yeah. Those things you used to transform to that big guy. Yeah, that Devastator. Yeah, I remember that guy now. That's what
I'm saying, though, is your Devastator is better known probably than any of the other combiners by name.
Mm-hmm.
It'll sell better on the name. You can repaint it at least twice for the G2 colors, and that's not counting any other tertiary colors if they wanted to, say, do a Diaclone set for an E-Hobby set. Just as an example, that's another recolor.
European released one.
Exactly. So the money, the mold savings they'll get from Devastator, plus the different sales outlets from those different characters, that may be being done, Mike, to pay for your Trypticon next year.
Well, yeah, but see, I could see them doing like if they did six deluxes, I could see that being more lucrative. I mean, how many times can they really repackage a Titan class? I mean, two of the Metroplexes were exclusives.
Japan and Asia.
Yeah. And so you had a retail version, you had the SDCC version, and then you had the two exclusive versions to in Japan and Asia. So, you look at something like Bruticus, where, I mean, it's got to be cheaper to output those five deluxes, and they output them how many times? Like, there's, what, eight different versions of that guy? I mean, if they did like five deluxes for Devastator, I could see them being able to do a platinum edition and release them in G2 colors at retail and release them in a box. They could release them.
The people are gonna be like, oh, no, I want a version that's got lighter purple than this one.
They could release them day one in a box set. Yeah. And they would sell like wildfire. But the Titan class takes up a lot more space, and I think that's just, I think it's a waste of space. I think it'd be more lucrative for them to be smaller in scale with the other combiners.
But if they're wanting to make a visual splash, if this is going to be their Christmas toy, if this is going to be the thing that they know will get people's attention on the brand, and they can pull off of Voyager with, say, the reduced oil prices or whatever the case may be, go big or go home.
And yeah, it's going to look awesome on giant pallets at Costco's that I'll never see.
I mean, I see them doing, and this is going to sound very weird, maybe releasing two Voyagers and then all the other four are deluxe. You know, so we got the two Voyagers that
Which
would be interesting if it's done the right way, but it can also look really out of proportion.
I think there would be scale issues. I mean, when you look at these guys, I don't know.
Looking at construction vehicles, though.
Yeah, that might actually scale just fine.
Vehicles. You don't have just a standard size dump truck. You got earth movers, for God's sake, that take two semi-trailers across a four-lane road to carry this truck. One truck that is a dump truck.
Yeah.
So
and that still might scale pretty well, because when you look at these guys, his arms are kind of long if you get picky about it. So if you had two Voyagers stack on top of each other, the arms – you know, the way that these guys form arms and legs might actually look more proportional on it, with like two Voyagers as its torso.
I think the best thing we're going to just have to do is just wait until Toy Fair or wait until San Diego or whenever the reveal is, and just wait and see, because there's so many variations on a theme we know they can do. We're going to just drive ourselves crazy thinking about how they're going to do it. And then they're going to do it in a way we never thought of. It's like,
so long as they all actually transform and they're not just a bunch of pieces of wasted plastic, Revenge of the Fallen Devastator.
Okay, so let's talk about what you would want to see from their fan made thing.
Well,
come up with something awesome.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was going to mention our sponsors, Captured Prey, great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com, and Mega Toy Fan on Facebook. Be sure to check them out for all your Transformer needs.
Don, ever the professional.
I know.
a professional
water. It's a professional show here. We don't do scrub things anyway.
But combiners... Okay, I'm going to get into old man mode here.
Yes, old man mode. He's going to break out his Geritol.
about 25 years ago, 20 years ago.
Back in my day.
About 20 years ago.
Middle of this, all right, go.
About 20 years ago, I was at a MUSH, multi-user shared hallucination, or whatever you want to call it. And
okay, acid. Go ahead.
And we were running a plot, and we needed a combiner to counter Piranacon on the Autobot team, because this was, you know, it was just a fan mush, and So I came up with a group of naval Autobots, a battleship, a submarine, a tugboat, a carrier, and a destroyer. I gave them individual names, personalities, and they were an Autobot naval combiner to counter Chronicon. And that's what I would like to see in a new combiner is some naval-themed vehicle and robots. Because the Autobots have plenty of flying power now. They got plenty of land power. Their ocean power consists of a couple of Pretenders, a robot that gets seasick and broadside, and sea spray. Not exactly a formidable armada to sit on the ocean.
Come on! Sea spray is awesome!
Oh, he's awesome! But when your entire backup is two Pretenders that have oceanic modes and broadside, that's really not very threatening. So what I want to see is ocean or sea-based naval ships as a combiner. Besides, imagine a battleship like, if you're naval, I don't know if y'all probably aren't naval buffs like I am.
Tidal wave on crack, right?
Well, kind of. But I'm thinking like, for example, model the battleship on, say, the HMS Hood or the USS Missouri, something that everybody recognizes the base silhouette. The Hood, because it would sell really well in the UK because it's the Hood. But imagine just having a Transformer on your desk that's a battleship. To me, that would be awesome.
Okay, and you got to replace one of the limbs with like a really old timer, like geezer sort of character, and he turns into the Merrimack.
No, that would be something. Okay, I will say this: if any of our third party people, such as Mastermind Creations, who did so well with the Hearts of Steel.
Oh, yeah.
If they did another Ironclad to count Shockwave, not sure who it could be, that would be something I like to see Mastermind tackle because they did so well with the Hearts of Steel. But nah, the sub in my head canon, the submarine.
One freaking aircraft carrier. I mean, those things were awesome. They were just a big flat boat. That's pretty much all it was. It had like a little teeny tiny tower, you know.
Yeah.
Barely fit a plane on the freaking deck.
So that's who I would want to see is like Piranicon and this Autobot combiner slugging it out in the middle of the ocean, creating like tidal waves and just picking up volcanic islands and throwing them at each other. And Godzilla's like, I ain't getting in the middle of that. So that's who I want to see. That's who I want to see.
Hey, I'd like it. A submarine transformer. Yeah, we don't have a lot of boat transformers.
Yep. We're going into GoBots now.
Yeah, dive. Hey, you know what? The Legends class figure for my idea could be maybe swap the bigger submarine out for somebody else and then have the Legends class figure be the submarine and he could be like an arm-mounted torpedo launcher.
There you go. That's great.
Sorry, Michael. Sorry. You go ahead.
No. I was commenting on your combiner. Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's Michael's turn to come up with something weird.
Yeah.
It's
my turn to come up with something weird?
Yeah. Well, not weird. Awesome. Not weird. Awesome.
Come on. It's whatever you want. What do you want as the fan-built combiner?
At the end of the day... At the end of the day, it's going to be something animal related.
A new version of Tripredicus that doesn't drive you insane trying to transform it.
What are you talking about? Tripredicus is awesome.
Or how about a masquerade version of, you know, you got Optimus and then Rapture.
Oh, goodness. I actually was thinking about that because you could have
you the tell gorilla me you torso. Would not buy that. That's a beast.
The gorilla torso with a rhino arm and
the original Axelon crew is a combiner. I like that.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
But you know, It would have to be something Beast. I feel like the Beast combiners are all like Decepticons. So I would like to see something that was, maybe you're more typical like mammal, like non-predatorial, guys as a combiner, maybe like an elephant for the midsection. I don't know.
And Break forms the head.
Break forms the head. The penguin head.
Yeah. Oh, Penguinator. And you sound like Morgan Freeman.
That'd be hilarious, because like when you buy the actual bot and you don't have the penguin's like the third, like the small one. And, you have like this little dweeb kind of like guy that's inside the elephant, looks like he's driving it. And then you just flip that one down, you put the penguin head thing on there, and that actually forms the real head for it. That'd be hilarious.
But yeah, I mean, I hope we can get to combiner war technology with Beasts, but I visually can't see the two working together.
They don't gotta be
like fleshy beasts. I'm perfectly fine with mechanical.
Kind of like Transmetal 2 Rhinox, say, like, Transmetal 2 Rhinox.
Basically, I'm picturing the Autobot version of Predaking, Something,
Why not the Decepticon version? I mean, come on, they can still give us a freaking roller skating T-Rex.
Well, the Predacons, or the Decepticons, they have the Predacons. They have the Monstercons, they got the Piranacons, They've got plenty of, animal-based combiners. Let's give the Autobots one. A big mechanical elephant would be awesome to me. A mechanical, I don't know, let's get weird with it. Let's give us some beasts that we've not seen much as... a zebra, or maybe a horse. We only have one horse transformer. You could throw in.
It's the My Little Pony. In,
I still say I want to see a bot concept with all flat with my kinky colored into the fat.
The dark side is, right?
Yeah. Well, Mike, yes. Let me ask you this. If they redid Magna Boss, but with mechanical versions of the animal characters, would that be something like what you're looking for, maybe?
That would be cool. I mean, there's always the problem with the Beast Wars like combiners is that they were only three of them. But if they played off that sort of character theme and made it into – if they add two more animals into it, to be Scramble City style. All for it.
Yeah. Or that they might could do two legend add-on figures to add extra play value to the group. So you still have a core of three, keeping with the tradition, but you can add the two characters, say, on each arm, or they can become jetpacks or roller skates.
Because we need more roller skating animals. I figure Hasbro's going for the Scramble City aesthetic that they have going right now. But, I would not complain if they gave me a new Mandibuzz and a new Tripredicus. And then
that's what I was talking about, a Predaking and stuff like that is Scramble City, and they could do that then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They did that, they give us a Dino King. They did that and give us a Abominus. I mean, come on. You can easily retool.
That would be awesome. I mean, anything to upgrade those, especially Predaking. I mean, anything to upgrade him to be more modern. I mean, because to be perfectly honest, his individual robots kind of suck. But Predaking looks so awesome. So to get some new versions of him that do Scramble City, that would be awesome.
Right. I mean, and that's one of the downfalls of that particular G1 toy is you're stuck either using this one as this or this as that. You can't really mix and match them.
Yeah.
Because he's designed in such a certain way that it has to combine a certain way. And that's one downfall of Devastator. I mean, he was the same way. It was like, you can't switch things around unless you got, like, you know, the new, like, Hercules or whatever. But those were not options back then. And with this new connection portion kind of thing, you can have Superior run around with freaking, like, Rampage on his, you know, as a freaking limb or whatever, you know? I mean, come on. That's hilarious, and it's funny, and it's like that one poster, I think we've all seen this, where it's got all of the Scramble City Combiners all standing there, but a couple of them are on the ground just waving, and one of them's trying to rip the arm off the other, and they're all completely, like, mix-matched, like, crazy, and it's like, that was the whole point of those toys. Everybody gets so hung up on, oh, it's got to look this way. Why? Who writes this rule that says it has to look this way? You know what I mean? Like, myself, I'm really into G2. I like the incoherence. I like the colors being weird. I like this not matching that, you know? You know, things being asymmetrical is cool. It's different. It's fun. You know, that's the whole point of it, right? And that's why if I was to choose the fan built bot for this, I want a bunch of old-timey cars. I want the center torso to be,
awesome, man.
Old-timey tow truck or fire truck or something like that. And then I want, like, the arms to be, like, old-timey, like Model A. And, hey, Massey's joined us!
Meow.
Whether I want it or not.
We hey, want an all cat combiner.
She has to have her spot. But yeah, my thing, like I said, with that combiner, because I'm a big Laser Rod fan. I love the Laser Rods. I want to see more vintage, old time rumble car kind of thing combined. Why not? It's cool.
I'm in 100% agreement with you now. I like his idea better than mine. Go for it. I would like for the middle torso to be like that old timey like Ford pickup truck. You know,
No, the middle torso, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Yeah, well, like an old timey like semi truck that can convert over into the middle, so that way it's large enough, and then you can have the old timey pickup truck be one of the limbs, you know. And then get, like, I don't know, like an old-timey limousine be one of the arms. And, you know, something that looks kind of like the old Volkswagen Bug that you slap on as the other arm and stuff like that. And, I mean, hell, even, like, the smallest thing you can make is, like, maybe the one of the very first cars that was ever invented, you know, that tricycle-looking thing. Have that turn into, like, the third or the fifth thing that becomes like a weapon or something like that, you know, and maybe it mounts on the arm and the wheels on it fold over and become like disc launchers and it just shoots the wheels off. I mean, that's just cool. Who wouldn't want that? That's just badass.
Well, there is some precedence because in one of the Transformers G.I. Joe crossovers, the Transformers were sent back to earlier times and they had like, I can't remember who was who. I just remember they were in earlier vehicle modes than what you had in the 80s. So I'm thinking you could have Jazz as a classic Cadillac. You could have Windcharger or Bumblebee as a classic. Windcharger's a classic Mustang or something shaped like that. Mm-hmm. You could have Prime as the classic. So, I mean, they've had these characters in earlier vehicle modes.
Exactly, and that's the thing, you know, you can have Cup as the old ratty, rugged truck that looks like Sanford and Son, for God's sake. But it's colored like cop. Who wouldn't want that? I mean, it's cool. Really,
or you only can if his combiner head has a tiger.
You know, I mean, it's silly. And to be honest, I mean, they can come out with a Warpath from them, too. You know, and have that as maybe the gun. The guy that turns into the gun or whatever. Yeah. You know? I mean, not all these modernized, awesome cars. Why not go way back? You know? I mean, I think one time we poked fun and came up with an idea of why isn't there a stagecoach transformer? You know, you got the stagecoach, you have four horses, and the four horses become the limbs.
Well, we actually didn't have a stagecoach. There actually was a stagecoach. It wasn't a transformer by trademark name, but there was a Toy Story transformer where Woody became a stagecoach.
Right, but I'm talking about just the stagecoach portion becomes like the center, and then the four horses become the legs and the arms. I mean, who wouldn't want that? I mean, it's ridiculous, it's cool, and it's like thinking way the heck beyond the spectrum.
I want a combiner that's all like mobster cars, and then their big combiner gun looks like an old fashioned like Tommy gun.
Caponatron.
We laugh about that, but it's pretty funny. If you look at some of the weapons from the GoBots and the Spy Changers, there are a few of the guns that look like Tommy guns. They got that little drum thing that goes around the bottom. It's pretty cool. Honestly, it's a simple thing. Keep the transformations as easy as they are now, but recast it so it looks like something from the past. I mean, why not? Everybody likes that Megatron that came out that looks like the Sega Genesis. You're going to get a PlayStation version that's going to look like Optimus.
I still need to get that.
Why not go that direction with something? I mean, well, think about this. Here's a good one.
Cup is an Atari.
No. I was thinking this. Go the Microman. Go the Microman. Why not go the Microman way? Come out with a modern day, jukebox or a boombox that turns into the center torso. And then you've got, this cassette goes here, and then you have this microscope that pops in half and becomes, like, both of the legs or something. I don't know. Why not?
Well, heck, I mean,
Who's the Microman stuff? I mean, come on. Yeah. It's an idea.
Oh, definitely. Now,
outside of everything else that we have.
I'm going to come up with I thought of this when I stepped away from the keyboard because I saw it on the shelf. I would like to see if they're going to do a new combiner team. Now they may not do this because there is Resha Sentai Tokuger currently airing in Japan, and it will come over possibly in the next 2 to 3 years for Power Rangers. But I would like to see a revamped JRX or Rail Racer from Robots in Disguise.
A train bot.
Trains, yeah. But again. They may not do that because with Bandai I don't know, but I would like to see a new version of JRX.
If they do that, I don't want them to go bullet train. I want them to go old steam engine locomotive. Well, make each individual freaking combiner portion be a train car? Why not? And to have it combine. That would just be awesome. And sell them as a box set, and then nobody can complain and say, "Oh, well, I've got this guy. How's this guy going to get around?" Sold as a box set. There you go.
Basically, a small scale Super Train Megazord.
Mm-hmm. Basically, yes.
I would like to see a train combiner with just all different types of trains. You know, like.
A bullet train, a steam train, electric train.
Well, Six Train has that. Six Train has the old steam engine, and it's got a few modern ones. It's got a diesel locomotive.
Yeah. It's just this would be four trains.
Kind of the same way, sort of.
Yeah.
Brayden doesn't have a steam locomotive, but he's got a It's got like three diesel bullet train. Three bullet train. Is it two? That's two bullet trains. I think one's like supposed to be like an electric or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just saw that and wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great idea. And to be honest, these are the ideas that a lot of our listeners need to like think about. Like when they start voting for this thing, what do you want to see in this combiner? How do you want it to combine with the other guys, and what will benefit this combiner if you had this other one? Or what's going to make it cool to have this guy standing on the shelf next to the other ones, other than, oh, it's a fan belt bot. You see what I mean? Make it so it stands out.
And you know, we got to make sure that we don't go the Windblade route because she sucks.
I mean, Windblade was okay, but I don't know who came up with that. It's just
now there's one thing.
Aesthetic at all. I don't think. I'm not a big fan.
Now, one thing I wanted to bring up before we move on, because I think this is important as far as the combiners go. How much you want to bet a lot of people, and I'll be honest, I'm tempted myself, Dinobot combiner. It's one of them things that so many people have wanted to see for so long.
I think
the problem with that is you've got that third-party one that came out that got pretty much, I guess, the budget behind it got hacked or whatever, so it got released in China, and they've done KO versions of this guy. They've got the smaller-scaled Dinobot combiner that's a knockoff that I have that looks a lot like the G1 bots. It's not absolutely perfect, but there's a funny thing for you guys out there who don't know this. That will actually combine with your G1s. It will actually combine with your old G1 combiners. The ports are pretty much the same. You've got those two. And then you've got all the fans. Is it Fans Project that's coming out, or there's a third party guy out there that's doing this right now?
Well, it's called Shuriking, but I can't remember. I want to say it's Make Toys.
Yeah, but this is the thing. You're gonna have you got those. If Hasbro does release that, I mean, honestly, I don't know if they're gonna benefit that much, because the big problem is right now Hasbro has to think. The toys they currently have on the shelves right now, a lot of them are still from the movie. Most of those have not moved. Most of those are dinosaurs. So the way they're going to see it is
we
have to do a dinosaur combiner when our other dinosaurs are not selling.
See,
you have to look at it.
In my store, it's not a problem with the dinosaurs moving as so much as it is everything else that's sitting. I mean, up until just recently, the Slug and Snarl Wave started hitting my stores, and they're really not sitting on the shelves that much here. But before that, most of the dinosaur stuff was gone. The problem was you still had, you know, all the one steps, you got lockdowns, you got bumblebees, you got, you know. So I don't think it's really the Dinobots that have been the problem with that line. I mean, the leader Grimlock is the one that sits around the most. I mean, that's because he's expensive. He's way too expensive. But see, to me, I think that if ever we're going to get all five classics Dinobots, that this right now, the way they're doing it right now, might be the only way we ever actually see that. Because I can see Hasbro justifying it as, you know, we can release all five of them as a five-person combiner. Whereas they would, because then they can release them all with sort of similar color palettes, because, you know, I mean, they just did that with Superion. I mean, you've got four bots sitting on shelves that are about the same color. So they could easily justify that as releasing that, you know, in a similar color scheme. That means we're not going to get wholly accurate classics Dinobots, but if that's the compromise you have to make, and, I mean, if they release the Dinobots right alongside the Predacons, like if they do three Dinobots and one Predacon and then three Predacons and one Dinobot, I would be in heaven.
That's a good point. I mean, honestly, it is. And if they did that, that might actually give them the engineering and retooling like we were talking about, maybe, you know, the Predakings and stuff like that. I mean, to be honest, there's a lot of stuff they can do with these molds. These molds have I would say these molds are pretty much revolutionizing things right now because they're able to make a cohesive robot have a successful alt mode and not sacrifice too much in between either way, and it still become a combining limb.
Yeah,
and
with
honestly, I think they're doing a very good job with what they have out now, but we don't know what the future holds. Like I was saying, when it comes to creature bots, I mean, some people do want a modern day Abominus, and they don't want to pay the money for that third party one. And if that's the case, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Possibility with your whole idea with the Dinobots. Why not make it so Hunger has this splitting head thing where it turns into two heads and it's got some remolding, and then that just combines together and that becomes Sludge.
Those Dinobots, if they did the Dinobots, they could definitely repurpose those into...
That's very true.
Some of those guys. And if... I would just be happy to get five Dinobots at this point. You know? The classic five, you know, I want Snarl, I want Sludge, I want Slag, and I want Swoop. Along with Grimlock. I wouldn't mind seeing what a sort of classic, you know, a reimagined classic version of Scorn or of Slash might look like. But I really want the classic five, you know.
Right.
Even with their new names, I don't mind their new names.
You know? Yeah, I mean, even if you give them new names. Because, I mean, every time anybody buys a third-party combiner, they call it what they want to call it because they're like, well, this is Predaking.
If they call him Slug, I don't really care. Slug doesn't bother me. If they call him Slog, I don't really care. That doesn't bother me because I know who they're supposed to be.
Right.
Right now the closest thing I got is this, which is still awesome.
It really is. It's still cool.
But the combiner team that was formed up of the G1 Dinobots would be really cool.
Actually, I would kind of like to see what they do with that particular set of dinosaurs from that Grimstone. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what they could do with those in robot mode and make that a combiner as well. And if you think about it, if they did that way, they would have two different sets of molds they can mess with, especially if they did the classic G1 and also did the Grimstone one. You know, that'd be interesting if they could do that. But I think that's probably pushing too far, especially for engineering and budgets and stuff like that, because... This is supposed to be the year of the combiners. We're going to be combiner out by the end of the year. But to be honest, I don't know if I don't know if we're going to see any more craziness for maybe a couple months.
Well, all I know is I like what we got. I can't wait to see more. My wallet hurts.
Definitely.
Yes, it does. So speaking of hurting wallets, and I don't, some of us were on here for Christmas, right?
I was.
Okay, well, Mr. Special is here for Christmas. You also have probably wallet ouching as well.
Ouch my wallet. Okay. Yeah. There's my ouch my wallet. If you can make time, that is
back behind you, right?
Yes.
Which one?
Well, I see a Psykill.
Is that the Psykill?
Or is that the Rekdar?
No, that's a Psykill. I got them on another company's clearance New Year's Christmas sale for $69. So, didn't have a chance to open them up yet.
Are we talking about Utopia?
Utopia! And over there off to the side, Quantron. So, yeah. That's my house, my wallet.
That's a big out. Have you played with Utopia yet?
Not yet. I've had so much going on my days off, or I've been so tired from being sick last week. I really didn't want to tackle something that major not feeling good. So I'm both.
We were both at TFCon and both picked up that big thing.
Yeah.
When it was sitting there on display, and I myself. By that thing. That thing is amazing.
So I'm looking forward to tearing into it when I can sit down and enjoy it, because it's got a lot of panels and things you slide and different things for different modes. So I want to sit down and actually have time to enjoy it and not just sort of rush through it.
That's very true.
Those two were out of my wallet. And I didn't learn from that, because I've got Ultra Magnus over here. And I just had Soar come in.
So you've had a chance to play with the it's MP Magnus, right?
Yeah, MP. I got Stack back at BotCon. I haven't opened it again. It's the whole want to be able to enjoy it when I got some time off and I wasn't feeling sick. Hey, so I got those two.
There's nothing worse than getting frustrated with a toy on top of the frustration of being sick. It just like magnifies that frustration.
Yeah.
It's so like, I throw it against the wall, and you're like, I just blew up 400
points. So, yeah, the short version is that I thought I had an extended interest deferred option when I got Utopia and Quantron, but that option was not available to me. So instead of getting a year to pay on them, I only got 6 months. So I kind of lost a 6 months worth of coasting. So. But yeah, that's that. But the only thing I really want now, I want trench coats and fedoras for Stack and Magnus. That's what I want a third party to do, is do me a fedora and a trench coat that I can sort of mold over those two so they can stand back to back in trench coats and fedoras. I'm weird.
It is a bit strange.
I don't see anything weird in that. I actually think that's pretty awesome.
It's strange.
And I did get RC. I finally have my RC. The long national nightmare is over.
So it does exist.
It does exist. It exists. It was not a mass hallucination. I was shocked and amazed myself.
You have it with you.
Even Massey saw it, was like,
"You have it with you."
She is not within reach.
Yeah.
I don't believe you, because you don't have it in hand.
No, I have. Well, I'm not gonna say I felt it. That was
the package, right?
I have opened it. I have transformed it. It was on
package,
screen.
Right?
It's fine.
Sorry, I couldn't pass that up.
Yeah, she's fine. Now, Takara, if you happen to watch this, there is the Masterpiece line that you're aware of. But that's really all picked up. Well, the other just a few little things here and there.
Cool.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, same friend that found the Combiner Wars stuff 2.5 weeks ago, last week found RC and Chromia, and so I went on a mad hunt for them too, and no luck with those either.
Now, did he find the open hand or closed hand? Did he happen to mention?
No, he didn't.
Okay, because mine's the open. Hello! It's the return of Massey Prime.
I've been thinking about just buying them on BBTS at this point, because they just aren't showing up in the area.
Well, now a lot of stores are just now doing their post-Christmas resets. Target, my local Target, just finished theirs. The local Walmart is going to be, they've got sheets up that they're doing theirs. So you might be seeing this stuff coming out over the next few weeks. But if HTS runs a special or Big Bad, or you can get a Big Bad, heck, it might just save you enough time just to order them.
Yeah. That's something I...
Claws are sharp. Thank you.
And Massey attacks.
Let's see.
Nah, he just... He thought he was slipping, and he made sure he wasn't. This is the most spoiled cat in the world.
I'm guessing everybody wants to know what I've been up to. I
not really, but go ahead.
Okay. Okay. For Christmas, I did receive a Atari Flashback, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
It's got two wireless controllers. It's pretty cool.
Five? Did you get Flashback 5?
Yeah, it's got like 96 games on it. It's pretty awesome. I felt great sitting there playing Centipede, and I felt like a kid again. And I was like, this is awesome, because I remember sitting in my room for years sitting there playing Atari like a... You know, so. Hey, and, sorry, I like joystick one button.
Oh, yeah. But even better, there's also Flashbacks for Intellivision and ColecoVision.
That's very true. They are. I do not have those, though. I will in the future, hopefully, one day. My brother and his wife bought me a couple Transformer shirts. One's a green one that says Got Transformers on it, and then the other one is a light-up shirt that lights up with, like, activation of sound, which is freaking cool because it's got an Autobot emblem and it just, like, pulsates, so it's badass. Ooh. I'll probably be wearing that to some conventions in the future. Definitely going to have to wear that because it's just too cool for that. I did receive those in the mail today, actually. I got from a friend of mine, Mr. Blaine. He sent me a care package pretty much for stuff going toward the G2 project, as I'm dubbing it, because a lot of people out there see me putting a bunch of stuff on the G2 Facebook page. Yes, it's a big project. It's just starting. It's just the beginning of what's going on. Not going to let you guys know anything yet. You guys will see trailers in the future. But the big thing is, he sent me quite a few little goodies inside this thing, including a World's Smallest Prime that I have never had, which is awesome. I'm so happy I have this now.
Yes, it's so small.
It's teeny tiny, and it's like it fits in with my MicroMaster Zone. Happy because it's awesome. Because I was afraid I was going to have to repaint an Overworld for that. The other thing, he completely floored me with this. He sent me quite a few issues of the official Collectors Club magazines, like a stack of them, big stack of them.
Oh, sweet.
These things are pretty awesome. I've got to rummage through them a little bit. They're pretty awesome.
The bios are real fun.
This is what really floored me, because I only own one BotCon figure, and he gives me Flame War. And I'm like, holy crap, this is awesome. Thank you, dude. Like, from the bottom of my heart, this is probably one of the coolest Christmas presents I've ever got from somebody. I mean, he's an artist like me, and he sees where I'm going with stuff, and he understands, and it's like, this is awesome, dude. Thank you. This was so cool. I have yet to open it because it just got mail today, and it's pretty much been the Christmas haul I've had. As for the ouch, my wallet, G2 projects, it's kind of took a toll on funds. I had to purchase quite a bit of paint because I've got a lot of repaints that I've been doing, and you guys have seen quite a few. Well, a lot of those were donated bots throughout the community. Thank you guys to everybody that's out there for helping out. Your names and such will be put down in the credits once you start seeing a lot of stuff coming out pretty soon, because I'm not just going to be doing reviews of stuff. Just hint, hint, nudge, nudge. There's a lot of stuff coming you guys' way with this. Because G2 needs more love. Sorry, just does. But it's a big project I've been working on. I've been working very diligently on for a while now, ever since I created the Facebook page for it. I had been working on it secretly kind of for a little bit, doing customs for people here and there, but it's a much bigger thing than what just comes down to just the toys. One of the biggest, ouch, my wallets, and the, you guys are probably going to kill me for this. I got this guy, and eBay seller apparently didn't know what he had. $35. And he has
wow.
And the tanks on the inside. With helmet.
And turret?
Yeah.
Well, turret. Well, I mean the gun.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, sweet. I couldn't tell from the... Wow. That is probably the best deal I've heard off of eBay in a while.
I'm guessing the guy didn't know what he had. He's just getting real pretenders. That was in the lot. Thanks to Megamus, I've got this guy, which is in the G2 comic as well. So I still need to find the helmet for him and the inner bot. That's a stranglehold for some of you guys out there.
Who also
was probably one of the craziest things I've got recently. Other than buying background bits and getting a few other bots in from other people, that's primarily been the biggest. Out of my wallet, other than having a Whirl and Roadbuster that are generation. I did purchase those before Christmas.
Did you pick up any of those back? I remember you were there for the show when we looked at the bat that company with the gentleman with the backgrounds
mm-hmm.
for G1. Did you get any of those yet?
No, I have not. I have debated on it several times, but recently I've seen a lot of reviewers already using those. And as far as I'm concerned, I have to keep my content very fresh and very new and authentic. It's nothing against the background makers out there. You guys are doing awesome work. Please keep going that direction because we love toy stages. But for myself, being an artist, doing what I'm doing, I have to have something unique.
Okay.
And primarily white. I use the one background I got because it's very difficult to find that background. It's not an easy thing to find. It's actually from the Lego Studios Movie Maker from, I want to say it was like 1994 or 95 is when that thing came out.
I vaguely remember it. I remember seeing it on the shelves.
It's been a very long time since that came out, and that was part of the biggest set they had. So... good luck to you guys out there trying to find it. It's very hard to find. It's one of the coolest backgrounds I have ever seen, and it fits everything I do perfectly. I'm like, this is awesome. It just works. So I've been using that. One thing I did find, and this is an odd thing I found on eBay, and I don't know if you guys know anything about Mark's Toys, but
yes.
Some of you guys know something about the little plastic guys, the little bitty plastic army men's and playsets, right?
Yeah.
Well, on eBay, I found a seller that actually was selling bits pieces to the rocket base. So I got quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
These were much bigger than what I thought they were going to be.
I'm just sorry. Those would look really cool with my SH Monsters display.
Yes, they will work very, very well with Godzillas and stuff like that as well. But I was thinking, you know, these are perfect for just set props to put back behind to break up the background, anything to throw in front of the camera as a silhouette, shots and stuff like that as I do things in the future. That's some of the purchases I've got going on. I did go through and did a little bit of touch-up on, and this is a little bit of a teaser toward what's going on here in the future, but this is version one of my custom Japsis that a lot of guys out there have been wondering about. Yes, this thing is real. It is in my hands, and it is pretty awesome.
It's colored right.
And it is colored absolutely correct because I'm very accurate when it comes
to... Can I get an orange version? I'm just not buying green and this green and gold.
Well, you notice it's not white. There's a silver. Well, guess what? Silver in the comics. It's very difficult to put silver in a comic book, so it's going to look white.
Except for, say, the Silver Surfer.
Exactly, right? And that's...
Don't you mean the White Surfer? I mean, come on.
No, right? But, yeah, I've been doing some touch-up work to him because he is, you know, obviously going to be in the large project I got coming up pretty soon. Like I was saying, I got a lot of guys out there that actually are helping me out in the communities, and thank you very much. From the bottom of my heart, as an artist, I really appreciate you guys' support. And also, thank you to all the subscribers that's been watching my craziness. Thank you. And keep listening to TFYLP because we're going to be consistently doing stuff here. This place is not going away. It's going to stay here. I will make sure it stays here. The Massey
won't...
At the cat, looking at the camera.
That was your Massey cam moment for the evening.
More importantly, I know what your fridge looks like.
Full of frozen dinners in the freezer. What about you, Michael?
Oh my goodness, I got in like 5 different boxes this week. Wow. So, of course, we spent the whole show talking about these guys. These came in this Tuesday. And if I haven't stressed it enough, I love them. I think everyone will love them. They're G1 fans should love them because they just take that, you know, that feeling and wrap them up into something new. And then modern classics collectors love them because they're classics. But other than that, Aaron E.O. Doyle rules on our Facebook page.
Doyle rules!
Yeah, he often lists some Transformers up that he's selling and trying to get rid of, and I'm like his number one customer, and I jump on those things really fast. Within the last 2 weeks, I got a RID Cryotech off of him. Yeah, I just got a box in yesterday that I like to call the box of crazy colors. I got like Fox Kids Waspinator.
Yes. As plans.
Like Armada Cheetor.
Cataclysm.
I got this RID Bruticus. It's probably an oddity now in the fandom because it's been so long since.
Yeah, we'll call it an oddity.
Yeah, it's basically this was a Beast Machines toy that didn't get released, so it got released in RID, and it turns into a Cerberus, and it's ugly as heck. Ketchup and mustard dog with 3 heads. I got this guy. This guy is so awesome. I mean, I love Tarantulas.
Oh, Fox Kids Tarantulas.
He is so cool in these colors.
That he is just a beautiful figure, even in red robot mode.
He is. I got Transmetals 2 Black Prowl. I already had a White Prowl, so. And I got Transmetals Waspinator, Transmetals Pterosaur. I got Fox Kids Transmetals Rat Trap. I got Armada Predacon. I mean, it was just a bunch of funky stuff. Armada Pterosaur.
I don't know if Armada Predacon has the same GPS issues as Megatron.
I've been pretty careful with him because I wasn't sure about that either. I'm like, I'm gonna be really gentle. I have transformed him back and forth once. I'll probably transform him one more time to stick him on the shelf, and that's probably the last time I'll touch him.
Because my original Transmetal Megatron became a Duocon one day when I did this, and I was like, that's not right.
Yeah, that's something I worried about. When I first got my Transmetals 2 Megatron, because I got it from a friend, he sent it to me in beast mode, and I was so paranoid just transforming him into robot mode to put him on the shelf, because I'm like, it's gonna break on me right now, and that's gonna be the end of it. So luckily I got him transformed into robot mode. I sat him on the shelf. I haven't transformed him since.
It's a shame, but that's probably for the best.
Yeah. I mean, he's a cool toy, but you can't play with him. That's the unfortunate part about it. So yeah, that was my box of crazy colors. That's probably my favorite haul, because it's just a bunch of weird stuff. Just crazy variant colors that, some of them are really cool. Some of them are really odd. But just a whole lot of fun.
I've got my R.I.D. Cryotech holding my Visionaries Cryotech staff.
That's awesome.
So other than that, I bought a couple of shirts from Ripped Apparel. The other day they had a Robot Fighter shirt that was, it sort of looked like the character selection screen of Street Fighter. Mm-hmm. And it had, it predominantly featured Optimus Prime and Ultron. So I bought that shirt. I also bought, I can't remember the name of the shirt, but it's basically, it sort of looks like, not Jurassic Park, but maybe sort of like some of the promotional images for Godzilla, but it's Age of Extinction, Grimlock, and with some Japanese lettering underneath it probably Chinese lettering underneath it.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, I bought that shirt too. Just to get a couple of Transformer shirts. It's been a while since I've had, since I'd bought in any.
Yeah. The last shirt I got from them was the one they were doing the charity fundraising, where it's Peter Cullen and he's opening up his, in that the Clark Kent kind of
pose. Yeah, and it's
off the Prime grill underneath. I bought that because it was a charity event, and I thought that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I almost bought that. I think that was a little over a year or something ago. I had no employment at the time, so. I think that's pretty much all the Transformers I got. I've gotten other stuff. I've gotten a Shogokin 1975 Mechagodzilla.
Awesome.
Lots of diecast in the thing. I got some video games and stuff for Christmas, but I've gotten a lot of stuff. So that's my haul. All right.
I guess that's a good place to wrap for the night. Just remember to check out our sponsors, CapturedParade.com, great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedParade.com, and Mega Toy Fan on Facebook. I'm not. Hairball, sorry.
Remember to do the maths, kids. Add up your miles you're driving and the price of gas, and make sure you don't spend too much on the hunt, because while the hunt is fun, you might spend more on the Transformers than you realize.
Yeah.
That's very true, unless you're going to like a flea market or something. So there you go.
PSA.
Yeah. Well, gas around here is down to like $1.86. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
prices are falling on gas, so take advantage.
I'm still paying like $2, and I think the cheapest I got it for is $2.04.
That's not.
It's because it's Florida and it's a tourist state, so they're gonna keep the prices up.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so we're tired. We've talked a lot of Transformers, so we're going to wrap this up. I hope it sounded good to your ear holes. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
you guys. Everybody.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.